6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and we're going to be talking about, well, about what's the latest material in the World Affairs Brief. So without further ado, good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's nice to be with you. Today we're going to talk about more election manipulation. This time we've really got the specific goods on the Republican Party in Nevada as they tried to sabotage the selection of Ron Paul delegates and the Nevada convention in Reno. You know, the Republican Party has a real problem with Ron Paul. He just won't go away. He's still a candidate for president. He hasn't conceded. He hasn't dropped out despite media reports to the contrary or lack of reports. Best, he refuses to endorse frontrunner John McCain, the worst warmongering candidate of the entire Republican pact. And frankly, you know, I think Ron Paul scares and embarrasses the Republican leadership. They're afraid that if he gets any momentum and a significant number of delegates in the convention, they'll have to let him make a major address on prime TV and win more converts. And Ron Paul is certainly capable of doing that. He takes all the traditional positions that the Republican Party was built upon that are dear to the core of Republican voters. He's for, of course, small and limited federal government, very small and limited, low regulation, non-aggressive foreign policy. That's a major sticking point with the globalist establishment. He believes in honest money, anti-abortion, pro-family values, and the Republican National Committee wants him to go away so they can get on with the promotion of Senator John McCain, who I think, and his son thinks, is the most totally dishonest and corrupt insider of all of the candidates. And, of course, the Republican National Committee really isn't conservative or Christian. They have a hidden globalist agenda as defined through the presidency of President Bush and Vice President Cheney. This globalist agenda now rules the party at the highest level. But this week in Nevada, the party leadership shut down the convention when it became obvious that Ron Paul's supporters outnumbered those loyal to the party leaders. And the party leaders wanted to elect only McCain delegates. And, you know, as we had spoken before, Romney won the caucus system of delegates and then backed out of the campaign. And Paul came in second. And that put him in the position of representing Nevada. Ron Paul came in with much more support than John McCain. So the Republican Party in Nevada is essentially saying, if we don't like the results of the vote, we'll adjourn this meeting till we can muster enough of our own people to outnumber you. And fortunately, between yesterday on an interview when we talked about this, I found a really good insider account from the Daily Paul online newsletter, a blow-by-blow issue of exactly who this happened, who did what. And it's fascinating, even more fascinating than the actual details.
People have to understand is supposedly we are a representative government, but the elite do not want a representative government. They want it top-down. They want to tell us who to vote for. And when we common people try to, you know, express our views, what do? They just disband the convention so you can't take a vote. This is not honest, it's not ethical, Unfortunately, the leaders of the Republican Party have abandoned every concept of the Republican Party stood for except power. They want power. It's all about power. It's all about electing their candidate, not the candidate that most people want.
That's absolutely true, Dr. Stan. There's an arrogance in the party leadership that we know what the majority wants, and we're not going to let a vocal, well-organized minority get in the way of that. And that's how they treat the Ron Paul groups. Now, there is a certain amount of truth to that. As in any political thing, no one, even when you get elected as a majority, really represents a true majority of everyone. People get elected by being better organized, by mobilizing their followers. The Democrats have done this for years in mobilizing minorities and busing them to the polling stations to outvote common people who just get apathetic. So this has always been going on, and it's true that the Ron Paul supporters are fervent, they are principled, they understand the issues. They're not just dumbed-down people listening to some talking head on the news telling them how wonderful John McCain or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama is. But that said, the majority of the electorate is made up of unthinking people who do listen to talking points. And the Ron Paul supporters, including myself, got a much bigger percentage than they would have simply by being well organized and using the internet effectively and using fundraising extremely effectively. People with multiple contributions that you never see among the major political contributors, unless they're insider corporations who give to all factions who get the nod from the powers that be. But what we saw on Saturday, April 26th in Reno, Nevada, was really one of the first times we've got an inside glimpse of what was going on. And this is because the writer of this blog, whose last name was Bunce, happened to be good friends with somebody on the McCain side. And he was essentially, not letting his friend know that he really was a Ron Paul supporter. And so he really got kind of some insider scoop from the manipulations from the official side. It was kind of like a spy in on the other side. And his recounting of what happened in its specific is very important to understand. And it gives you a sense of outrage of how this really came off. He said the Republican State Convention came to order with a set agenda and rigged rules already in place to basically give complete control of the delegate process to the party leaders. The original rules would have only allowed for a set list of people that could be chosen as a whole to represent the state. This slate was created already by a small group of people that was never published. Even as we began the convention, this slate was not known. Now, this was first attempt, he said, to keep the complete control of the delegate selection process. After 3 hours of explaining to the group how this was not representative of the convention as a body, the convention modified the delegate selection process. In other words, they overruled the leadership to allow anyone to run for a national delegate position. In other words, to recap, basically the party said, these are your potential nominees that you can vote for. They already restricted.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here to show you how democracy really works. We'll be back in just a moment. Joel Skousen.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds in Sterling takes this time to honor and salute all of our area graduates and students. It took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far, and with prom night and graduation parties right around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again. That means don't drink and drive. Remember, graduation is a class act, so take the next step into tomorrow by celebrating safety today. This message brought to you by the great people at Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds at 6530 Road 28.5 in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our prom and graduation safety campaign and are on the air because they care. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only one in five will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel, pick up the story about the Nevada convention where they're picking delegates that are going to go to the Republican convention and how this whole thing was rigged. It didn't matter what the people wanted. It didn't matter what these people were the elected, been elected to the original caucus. Didn't matter what they wanted. This is a top-down situation. Our government is run from the top down, not from the bottom up. Go right ahead.
Well, this, of course, is a political party process, and a lot of things they can get away with because political parties are technically don't have any legal obligations to their electorate, no real bound set of rules like a corporation. And so they can kind of change things as they want. And that's why both Democratic and Republican parties often change their delegate election systems from winner-take-all to proportional representation, as we saw in the primaries, depending on whether or not they want to lump all the votes for a favored candidate or whether they have a divided party and they want to keep it divided, so they use proportional. But the point I'm trying to make is they can change the rules in midstream, nothing's fixed. And so the party in Nevada tried to set the rules before the convention amongst themselves so that the delegates who they knew Ron Paul supporters would be out in force would be stymied from being able to elect their people because they pre-positioned a nominating list of people they could select from, and those were all party hacks, essentially. So the convention overruled that, took them 3 hours to do that, and they agreed that now anyone could run as a national delegate position. Three would be chosen from each of the three congressional districts and 22 from the entire body at large. Now, it was lunchtime then, and it gave the party planners 2 hours to plan their next response to this. You know, they're all the time maneuvering to try to control and keep this convention from being, quote, hijacked by the Ron Paul people. In fact, of course, the party leaders, of course, have hijacked their own party and trying to keep it from the democratic process. So he says, upon reconvening from lunch, the party leadership wasted no time in unfurling this plan, which was instead to break up into districts and make sure that at least three from each one was elected. The party would be kind enough to move around arbitrarily alternates to delegate positions to ensure fair distribution. Even better, they told us we shouldn't vote for 22 people at large because that would take too much time, but instead vote for only five. Isn't this incredible, Dr. Stan? You know, you talk about conniving, maneuvering people. They go for lunch. They don't even bother with lunch. They sit there and huddle. Now, how can we thwart this? Well, we'll talk them into reducing this and changing that. Anyway, these proposed changes by the leadership were then obliterated by the convention by a 75% vote of rejection. So, due to form, they split into three districts and began to vote on delegates. This only took about an hour, not as long as they said, and went rather smoothly in districts 3 and 1. District 2 was continually delayed because of a dispute, first on printed ballots versus handwritten ballots. It was 2 hours in the making, trying to get any count out of the second congressional district in Nevada, which, by the way, is where the majority of Ron Paul supporters were. These were the last of the three districts to be counted. From the count observers in District 1 and 3, Ron Paul supporters won all three delegate spots in District 3 and one supporter in District 1. So they got all three in District 3, one out of three in District 1. And now there's somehow a delay. It reminds me of Zimbabwe, you know, the official Elects Commission is delaying and delaying the response, trying to cook up a problem, or at least obviously they've got a problem. So already, of course, it means that finally when the observers came out of District 2, they said Ron Paul supporters have swept all three delegates in that district as well. So what this means is that Ron Paul supporters took 7 out of 9 possible district delegates to the national convention. That's impressive, Dr. Stan. All of a sudden, though, he says, from the audience, we observed a person walking from the counting room of District 2 and made a straight line to State Chairwoman Sue Loudon, leaning over and whispering into her ear. After the person walked off, Sue Loudon sat there for about 30 seconds, tapping her foot, and then stood up and walked over to Councilman Woodbury, who was sitting in front of me. Leaning over, she said to him, and I could hear, he said, if we can break quorum, can we invalidate this? I mean, this is an incredible piece of information. Here he actually overheard the conspirators trying to begin the initiation of how can we invalidate this electoral process. After saying this rather loudly and glancing at the expression on my face, she quickly quieted down, and I was unable to hear the rest of the conversation. Isn't that classic, Dr. Stan?
Yep. What they should have done was lock the doors so nobody could get out.
Of course, it's a problem when the leaders run the show. You know, they would accuse the Ron Paul people of hijacking the convention and using force. Anyway, but they can use force, but not us. He said, I sat in dazed confusion for about 5 minutes trying to figure out what quorum was in this convention of 1,347 delegates. That meant it was 674 was needed to keep a quorum. Soon after Chairman Loudon left, a John McCain staffer, Paul Johnson, came by. I had been gathering signs and information for him all day, and he believed I was a hardcore McCain supporter. He began his conversation with, they, speaking of the Ron Paul supporters, are trying to pull a coup, and we're going to leave and quarter the convention. I responded, do we even have the numbers? All they need is a couple hundred to keep a quorum, he said. He answered back, the powers that be, and I find that interesting that even the people on the inside acknowledge this term, the powers that be, and they recognize there really are powers that be. He says, they have the numbers, and I'm just doing what I'm told by my boss. At this moment, I knew that they had lost control of the convention and were desperate. About an hour went by before they finally figured out that they did not have enough people to pull off this stunt. Actually, they did have enough people and did get pulled off. Now, he says, as he watched the party officers directly in front of me huddling with the parliamentarian and trying to come up with something, soon after the huddle, the party began to filibuster the convention, filling it with videos and speakers over a course of 60 minutes. So in other words, they're going to try to draw it out to get close to the point where they can say, well, we're out of time, we can shut this down. So they started to just put a filibuster, where you just, in a legislative process, you start reading speeches, magazines, newspapers, anything to fill in the time and delay a vote. That's a filibuster, and this is exactly what went on. He said, during this time, Sue Loudon began barking at Chairman Bob Beers, and I could clearly see Chairman Beers not agreeing with what she was telling him. First, it was just her talking to him. Then after going on and off stage to present the next speaker video, three people gathered around Beers, and by the fourth time he stepped off the stage, eight people were surrounding and pressuring him, which I can only assume was at the end of the convention, being that the next thing that happened was that he shut it down when he returned to the stage. Chairman Beers ended the convention illegally, calling an indefinite recess without a vote of the delegation at 6 p.m. This was not before their first plan of ending the convention had attempted to be put into play by a member that was not informed, calling for a quorum, which we still had. But Beers interrupted and said, "I will save you the time," and called the recess. Now, isn't that interesting? There was another delegate actually starting to call for a quorum, meaning to determine if there was a legal quorum, and Beers interrupts him and says, "I'll save you the time." Actually, he wasn't saving him the time. He was meaning, "I'm going to interrupt you to make sure that we don't have a quorum." And he called the recess. It was later claimed to be the end of the contract for the room, but upon request, the hotel gladly gave us three more free hours. So after they had vacated the room, Bob Beers attempted to speak with an angry mob with little or no avail about leaving and the ceasing the convention. After this occurred, we attempted to reconvene the meeting, but fell 70 people short of a quorum. Isn't that something? That's the blow-by-blow version of what really happened on the floor, including actual eyewitness account of the conspirators trying to invalidate a vote. And this should go down in history. It's too bad the media refuses to cover this in the kind of detail. This should destroy the career of Sue Loudon, this one testimony.
Well, we can only hope that the word will get out there in Nevada. They understand how corrupt these people are. And this is why I dropped out of the Republican Party here in California. Basically, they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy up the central committees to influence the vote at the state level. And they even spent $50,000 in my little county to get rid of me. So, you know, as the leader of the conservatives here. And hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars in Southern California, simply buy up the central committees, Republican central committees. It is all corrupt. When you've got enough money, the old golden rule holds those who have the gold rule.
Yes. Well, you know, what was done in Nevada is surely a prelude to what will happen at the National Convention in Minneapolis on September 1 through 4. National GOP leaders, I'm convinced, will attempt to marginalize Dr. Paul since, quote, he can't win. They may even try to avoid a vote and proclaim McCain the candidate by acclamation. That means dedicating the entire convention to McCain and his potential vice presidents, which will be the only thing unknown at that particular time. I spoke with Ron about the convention. He feels confident they will treat him fairly. He says the GOP national chairman, Mike Duncan, was very friendly to him on the phone. But I think that's all a ploy to disarm the good doctor. I think we will see Dr. Paul completely sidelined at the convention. Even the RNC website speaks only about building the team necessary to see John McCain elected. I mean, this is a done deal as far as they're concerned. They act as if there will be no contest at the convention. And I think this ploy to keep the number of delegates down for Dr. Paul is part of that. You know, Ron Paul picked up 16% of the vote in the Republican primary in Pennsylvania. And that equates, I mean, he got 126,000 votes, Dr. Stan. That's a third of what the whole Constitution Party got in the entire election, past election.
Right.
He got in one primary. That shows the degree to which Ron Paul has built this movement. And, we must be prepared to fight on under a third-party banner after the Republicans reject Dr. Paul. Under no circumstances should constitutional conservatives, in my opinion, vote for John McCain as the lesser of two evils. There is no such thing anymore among the major party candidates. They're all controlled. They're all equally evil. And they can get anything they want done with any three of the prime major candidates right now, scary as they are.
And let me just point out that what our conservative so-called Christian leaders are going to tell us is we've got to get a Republican in, because if we don't get a Republican in, the wicked Democrats will control the Supreme Court. They'll appoint the next Supreme Court judges, and, of course, that will be just terrible. We've got to get the Republican in, even though we can't stand him, so we can get a good Supreme Court. And I would simply point out that seven of the current Supreme Court justices, many of them the most radical liberals there, you know, we're appointed by Republican presidents. It's all a fraud. The leadership of both political parties is controlled by the same globalist forces. And, of course, every once in a while they give us the idea we're almost there on the Supreme Court. Just one more judge and everything will be fine. And it's all a lie to get you to play along with the game of voting for one of the Republicrats.
Well, that's true. You know, when the Republicans are in power, usually the Democrats control the Senate, so they can hold hostage any, quote, real, true conservative judge that the administration put up. And then that gives the, when that's rejected, then the liberal Republicans have their excuse that, well, we tried a constitutional conservative, and that won't fly, so we've got to have someone more moderate. And so they always put up some compromise candidate that, in fact, is compromised. I think they've got something on everyone in the Supreme Court to make sure that they will do their bidding on crucial cases.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network with Joel Skousen from World Affairs Briefing.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Before we go on, let's go ahead and have Joel tell you how you could subscribe to the World Affairs Brief if you wanted to. Go ahead.
The World Affairs Brief, it does have a modest subscription price. For my weekly news analysis service, I try to give you things that the media is omitting from the news so that you'll have the entire picture and be able to see what's happening in the nation, much as Dr. Stan does so ably in his website, Radio Liberty. And if people would like a sample copy of the World Affairs Brief, including the topic we're covering today and much more, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. I encourage people to go to the website. My researchers, volunteer researchers, put up on the website each day all the best of the conventional news stories, so you get a running list of all that's the hot topics that are going on pre-screened for you, so that you get the ones with the least disinformation in them. But, of course, there's much more that needs to be added to those, and that's what I comment on each week. And you can get a flavor for a lot of my writings on the right-hand side column of the website. I talk about a lot of the government cover-ups, everything from Waco to the JFK assassination, 9/11, the Oklahoma City bombing, and many, many others. It is through the study of cover-ups by government that we can understand how the dark side of government works and their ability to control what's going on inside our country. So that's worldaffairsbrief.com, and if you want a free sample issue, email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, now what's the next subject?
Well, in light of these developments, of course, I said, we need to think about now where do we go from here after the Ron Paul movement has its end with the Republican Convention. We don't want the movement to end, but Ron Paul's quest for the presidency will end when the Republican Party gives him the shaft, as we fully expect. And I think we need to be prepared to fight on under a third-party banner, and, of course, the largest of those third parties, the most principled, is the Constitution Party. It is clearly dwarfed now, the Independent American Party and the American Party. So I think this is going to be the wave of the future. The Libertarian Party continues to be fractured between two major groups, the left-leaning, homosexual-leaning, there's a whole cadre of those that captured the capital letter Libertarian Party many years ago. The Cato Institute generally sold out with Richard Scaife funding and became very moderate and not hard-hitting anymore. And so, that's left the principled libertarians that came from the conservative side and still hold some family values but don't really want a lot of religion mixed in. It'll leave them out in limbo, and those are the ones that have uniformly gone to the call of Ron Paul. But the Constitution Party has kept itself, as I covered in a brief 2 weeks ago, fairly narrow by insisting that any candidate champion with God up front on every statement, and so wearing religion on its sleeve, it has kind of driven away a lot of the people who have a distrust of establishment religion to not want to get associated with. And I made the recommendation a couple of weeks ago that the Constitutional Party needs to take the mantra of Ron Paul, and though they be religious, and certainly, the candidate that they have chosen to run for president, Chuck Baldwin, a good friend of yours and mine, is very religious, a stalwart Christian. But we have found, through Ron Paul's example, that it's not necessary to give the impression that we're forcing any religious belief on people by championing those things with so much rhetoric concentrating on religion. By and large, it's sufficient to concentrate on the broad range of liberty that will secure to everyone, including Christians, their liberty and rights to give free expression to religion in this nation without having to hand the opposition excuse that we're trying to enforce a religious edict or government tyranny upon people. And I was delighted that Pastor Chuck Baldwin was selected, even over the very talented Alan Keyes. Alan Keyes is a very good man. He ran against Barack Obama for the Senate race in Illinois, and of course his being black didn't help him garner any establishment endorsements because he was too conservative. And the media, of course, hates black conservatives. They feel like they're traitors to the liberal causes. And Keyes is a dynamic speaker, almost too dynamic, very flamboyant, uses a lot of catchy phrases designed to drum up applause and trigger religious and conservative fervor. But it's many times at the expense of more substantive discussion. Now, he's very intelligent. There's no, I'm not saying that he isn't capable of substantive discussion. He certainly is. But I am disturbed that he reportedly is considering an independent run. I think that will split off our potential vote. I think we can at least do one thing as a third party, and that is we can deny Ron, or we can deny John McCain the presidency. It's actually better for the movement to have a Democrat, even Hillary, or Obama, and it looks like it's going to be Obama. More and more of the superdelegates are abandoning Hillary Clinton now. But, you know, it's still an insider conspiratorial race. It could be either one of those. But in any case, it's better for the movement to have a Democrat there doing it to us than it is having a Republican convincing the conservatives. At least the conservatives would fight if a Democrat were in office, and we might hold the line a little bit better. But when phony globalist Republicans get in masquerading as conservatives, they, of course, corrupt their own constituency. So I'd like to give a little bit of a presentation about you know, Chuck Baldwin and why I believe he deserves our support. You know, even in his religious ministry, he's different than most other pastors. He pastors his flock with the whole truth, not just the part they want to hear. Baldwin's built up the Crossroads Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida, by preaching the full range of truths, tough truths, including the proper principles of law and government, and ably defending them against challengers. Yes, he's got some challengers in his church. He's not shrunk back from attacking even the acts of conspiratorial men in high office. That makes some people uncomfortable. There was a time when they tried to get him removed as pastors, but he was able, through quiet persuasion, to explain to his congregation why the higher road was the better one, and the church has since overcome that, and he's prospered in his ministry, and we all rejoice in that. Now, Baldwin's influence is not, however, limited to his church. He's long maintained an outreach to the world at ChuckBaldwinLive.com. I repeat that, ChuckBaldwinLive.com, giving his unique brand of leadership and commentary to anyone on the web who will listen. It's free of charge. I've long been a recipient of his emails and can rarely recall having any areas of disagreement with him. Now, this is not mere begrudging acknowledgement. Baldwin is enjoyable to read. He always gets right to the point. It reminds me much of your writings in your newsletter, Dr. Stan. You know, you don't beat around the bush. You get right to the point. You're a straight talker. So is Chuck Baldwin. You know, you always come away feeling satisfied when he comments on a subject. I've had the privilege of hearing him speak. He's well-spoken. His ideas are substantive.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen to wrap up this morning's program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Are you include treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bio Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bio Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bio Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the final segment of this morning's program with Joel. Go right ahead.
Let's see. We were talking about...
Chuck Baldwin.
Chuck Baldwin. And, you know, as I said, I've had the privilege of hearing him speak. He's always well-spoken. His ideas are substantive. His demeanor is always interesting, but never flamboyant. As with Ron Paul, you immediately sense this is a totally honest man, someone you can trust. I've never heard him try to weasel around sensitive issues like politicians do in a question and answer session. And I don't think Baldwin comes to this task seeking personal glory. He has no burning personal ambitions like Mitt Romney does that would cause him to compromise in order to gain favor with, frankly, what I call benefit corrupted voters. You have to be willing to take rejection from the voters and take your stand on principles, and Baldwin will do that great personal sacrifice. And I think it's done out of his passion for liberty and no small, what I call, a fire of discontent over what is happening to this country, something that you and I share as well. Chuck just came out today with a fairly comprehensive statement on if I were president. On the war, he says, if I were president, I would begin the process of safely extracting our troops from Iraq. In the first place, our troops are no longer fighting a war. They are an occupation force which occupies a sovereign country, and this is being done without a declaration of war. He says the war was unnecessary. He says that instead of sacrificing more than 4,000 American lives, not to mention $2 to $3 trillion, should be supporting Ron Paul's suggestion that we handle terrorists with letters of marque and reprisal. I think this is kind of an interesting thing to give monetary incentives for private industry to go out there and take out the terrorists. I think that's the real way to subcontract this war.
Go ahead.
And on legal immigration, he says that he's really strong on this. It's absolutely ludicrous to say we're fighting a war on terror halfway around the world when we refuse to secure our borders and our ports. He said, if I were president, I would immediately seal our borders. I would also see to it that employers in America who knowingly hire illegal aliens are prosecuted to the full extent of the law. In plain language, you go to jail, you do not pass go, they would not collect $200, they go straight to jail. He says, you know, by sealing the borders and cutting off the supply of money to illegal aliens and supply of benefits, the problem of illegal immigration would dry up. As it is, we have no idea how many potential terrorists, not to mention violent gang members, have snuck in through the country. And speaking of illegal immigrants, he said, I would enforce the visa rules. You overstay your visa, automatic deportation, no path to citizenship for illegal aliens. That means no amnesty. No amnesty, he says, not in any shape, way, or form. He's just really straightforward. And he says there'd be no anchor babies either. Take away that interpretation of the 14th Amendment so that no one except American citizens can give birth to another citizen. On abortion, he said he'd encourage Congress to pass the Ron Paul Sanctity of Life Act. This would do two things. First, it would declare unborn babies are persons under the law. That's very important. And secondly, under the Constitution, Article 3, Section 2, he would remove abortion from the jurisdiction of the courts. In essence, this would immediately overturn Roe v. Wade and end legalized abortion. I'm not sure he's actually correct on that, whether or not removing it from the jurisdiction would be retroactive to cases already ruled on by the court. I'm sure that the court itself would say, no, it doesn't return retroactively. But he said, at least as president, I could use executive orders to end any support and funds being given to abortion clinics. And so he would be willing to not just talk, but to do something. On foreign policy, says he would end all foreign aid, stop the current infatuation with nation building, empire building, and globalist building. No more intervention. He's not, well, America's not the world's policeman, he says. He said, as president, he would withhold funds of support for the United Nations. In other words, he would get us out of the UN. Beyond that, I would move the White House to say that the UN's rent is going up and would move out of New York City post haste. By the same token, he says, there's no reason for us to be in NATO. We should not be antagonizing Russia by attempting to expand NATO. He said it's also time for us to recognize the very serious threat that China poses to our peace and prosperity, and he's against open trade with China because it is building up the military there, and he's absolutely correct. On national sovereignty, he says that would get us out of NAFTA, get us out of CAFTA, get us out of all of these regional government, including the NAFTA superhighway. He says any prospect for the Free Trade Association there would be dead on arrival. On gun rights, he says, I'd be the best friend of gun owners and legal gun dealers. Even veterans, he says, I'll make sure that you get the treatment that you need, that you get the support for out there doing your duty to the country. And he would even say, I'm going to continue the search for MIAs and for a full uncovering of all of the dirty deeds the Russians and Chinese have done over the years and experimenting on our POWs and MIAs. He would end corporate subsidies in the farm sectors, shut down federal departments on energy. He would go after the energy that's in the United States and make sure that we have plenty of nuclear energy as well as sensible drilling and development of shale oil energy sources. So he's really done a lot of thinking and got a good, sound platform. He's for, of course, abandoning the IRS, and he's not for going for a 30% sales tax. He understands what that would do to the economy. He's for repealing the death tax, inheritance taxes, and property taxes. He doesn't come up with another tax scheme, although I know that, as Ron Paul says, if you shrink the cost of government, you don't need the kind of taxes, the structure that we have been doing, and he's absolutely right. So that's a great program, Dr. Stan. Don't you agree?
Well, I agree with it totally, and I think it's very straightforward. Certainly, we should stop our subsidizing of communist China and building up the best enemies that money could buy. And if we don't get somebody else in the White House, we're going to be at war with Iran. We're going to be at war with the Muslim world. We're going to see the class of civilizations that Samuel Huntington warned against with disastrous consequences right here at home. So we have an alternative. We don't have to go along with the establishment. We're out of time, Joel. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
My pleasure, Doc.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. And, of course, have you ever wondered why we still have troops stationed in Germany 65 years after the Second World War ended? Have you ever wondered why we have troops stationed in Japan 65 years after the Second World War ended? Why we have troops stationed in Korea almost 54 years after the Korean War ended? Why we have troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world, 720 bases in foreign countries? Why we spend more money on our military than all the rest of the nations of the world put together spend on their military? It's very simple. There is a small group of people who are dedicated to a world government who are using the financial and military might of the United States to bring that about. We've recently, of course, brought a Marxist government to power in Nepal, but we've installed Marxist governments throughout the world. We've financed Russia since its inception. We've financed China after we brought it to power. We actually have kept Fidel Castro in power all these years, all the time pretending he's an enemy. Why do you think that the Clinton administration sent 125 heavily armed men into Miami to kidnap little Elian Gonzalez, to send him back to Fidel Castro, to build up Fidel Castro's prestige throughout the world? Have you ever stopped and wondered why we sent the boys into the Bay of Pigs, the Cubans in, to die when they had no opportunity, possible opportunity of winning without air power and reinforcements, which we withheld from them? It was a no-win war. Just like Korea was a no-win war, Vietnam was a no-win war, and Iraq and Afghanistan are no-win wars today. And if you doubt that, read my December newsletter, December 2007, the remarks by General Ricardo Sanchez, who commanded the American coalition and coalition forces in Iraq for a year. It's a no-win war. Understand that. Understand that there is a conspiracy. It is a conspiracy of globalists operating through the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission. Their goal is the eventual destruction of America and the establishment of a one-world government. It is treason. Well, we have a great new DVD put out by Servando Gonzalez, who formerly was within the Cuban Army, defected to America. He's this historian. Treason in America, the Council on Foreign Relations, an excellent DVD. And then, of course, you really need to get my four-tape set on the secret government, the four-tape set on secret societies, or the secret government special. You need to understand that there are people working at the highest levels of our government who hate America and everything we stand for. Their dedication is to this idea of a one-world government, a one-world religion, with the destruction of Christianity. And, of course, they want to enthrone a new world leader because they are actually Luciferians. We have people in this country who worship Lucifer. If you doubt it, you need to get my talk and the syllabus that goes with it on the plan, the police state, and there you will find material published by the people from the other side who tell you about who really runs the world, the spiritual brotherhood. And if you'd like to, of course, to get the little pamphlet they put out, the workings of the spiritual hierarchy, these are the people who direct them. They're demonic beings. We are involved in a spiritual battle, and Nobody wants to bring this out. They want to talk about Republicans and Democrats. They want to talk about ideology, whereas we're dealing with a Luciferian conspiracy. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.